"Good morning," said the princess, walking into the room. "What are you doing?"
"I am spinning," answered the old woman.
"What fun it is to see the wheel going round so merrily," said the young girl. "Please let me spin a little while." But hardly had she given the wheel one turn when the words of the wicked fairy came true. The beautiful princess pricked her finger on the spindle, and at that very same moment fell back upon a bed that stood near. There she lay in a deep sleep. And this sleep fell upon all in the castle. The king and queen, who had just come home, fell asleep. The servants fell into the same deep sleep. The horses and cows in the stables went to sleep. The birds upon the roof of the castle put their heads under their wings, and every fly upon the walls stopped buzzing. Even the fire that was burning in the fireplace became quiet and slept. The meat stopped roasting. The cook, who was just about to scold the kitchen boy because he had forgotten an errand, suddenly fell asleep. The wind stopped blowing in the great trees around the castle, and not a leaf on them moved again. Then, round about the castle, there began to grow a hedge of trees, which became higher every year. At last, nothing could be seen of the castle, not even the flag on top of it.